This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, 29th August 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm and clear evening across Israel. Tel Aviv enjoys a pleasant night while Jerusalem remains mild. Haifa sees clear skies, perfect for an evening walk. Here are today's headlines. First, just in, settlers attacked the West Bank's Kusra, taking over a home with a Palestinian family inside, as confirmed by the IDF. This report is from the Times of Israel. Also, a short time ago, Walla highlighted 75 years of complex relations between Israel and Turkey, from early meetings to the Mavi Marmara incident. Also, this hour, the Jerusalem Post shares the story of an Israeli blacksmith transforming Iranian missiles into art. Separately, I-24 News reports that Israeli rioters have barricaded themselves inside a Palestinian home in a West Bank village. And finally, Forward discusses how the discovery of the sunken 1948 Altalena arms ship has become a political issue in Israel's upcoming elections. Here's what people are saying online. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist, reported earlier that Hakeem Jeffries condemned Hassan Piker's anti-Semitism on CNN. Belaz News shared previously that Israel expelled Dutch diplomats over a settlement ban as approved by the Dutch parliament. Noga Tarnopolsky, a journalist, posted that Itamar Ben-Gvir, now a minister, claims Israel's history-making move to ban UNRWA supporters. Now, for more on those stories, starting with the attack in Kusra. The Times of Israel reports that settlers took a Palestinian family's home. The IDF intervened but has not confirmed their success in evacuating the settlers. Several Palestinians sustained injuries. This incident highlights ongoing tensions in the West Bank. Turning to Israel and Turkey's diplomatic ties, Walla's retrospective explores the fluctuating relations over 75 years, from historic meetings to the infamous Mavi Marmara incident. Each event has shaped bilateral ties. Current relations remain a balancing act amid regional complexities. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post presents an inspiring story of resilience. An Israeli blacksmith is turning weapons of war into art in his backyard. From Qassam rockets to Iranian missiles, he transforms trauma into creativity. This initiative offers a unique perspective on healing through art. In related news, I-24 News covers the situation in the West Bank. Israeli rioters have taken over a Palestinian home, escalating local tensions. This follows recent clashes and underscores the volatile circumstances in the region. The situation remains tense, with potential implications for peace efforts. And finally, Forward discusses the Altalena arms ship's rediscovery. The ship, which nearly sparked civil war in 1948, is now at the center of electoral debates. This historical find revives discussions on Israel's founding challenges and its political landscape today. On the economic front. First, Abgad and Barak Finance are launching a new branch for building renewal, as reported by Israel Hayom Business. A total of 49 million shekels will fund 24 projects across central Israel. This move signifies growth in the construction sector. Separately, CTEC reports on a state program resuming insurance for cargo against war and terrorism. Operated through the Tax Authorities Fund, it aims to maintain trade continuity in uncertain times. This assurance supports stability for importers and exporters. And finally, NVIDIA continues to strengthen its presence in Israel, according to Globes. The tech giant, following its Mellanox acquisition, has become the country's top revenue earner. This underscores Israel's role as a hub for technological innovation. That's your Israel 18 News update for evening. We'll be back with more at 8 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.